Thank you for listening to the Second Funniest Podcast. You could reach us by phone at 408-228-4911, or you can send us an email to podcast@justincomedy.com. I'm going to be at Charlie Goodnight's in Raleigh, North Carolina with Mr. Heath Heitch December 3rd through December 6th. I'm going to be at Pepper Belly's in Fairfield, California again with Heath Heitch December 11th through December 13th. And that's all I have right now for December. Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
What? Here at the Second Funniest Podcast, we've decided to take things down a notch. I believe for the rest of the month, we will talk like this for the entire podcast. And up next, fishing news with your host, Fishing McGee. Hi, Kevin Miller here. You can check out churchinhollywood.com for our Christmas Eve service. 3 days before that is Kevin Miller's birthday, December 21st. He's listed on Amazon.com.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Alley.
Oh, here's some more.
Ho, 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 happy Hanukkah.
Okay, bye.
Do you have any whole wheat flour you can eat?
No, yes, I have all of these things.
I just wish I had toasted whole wheat.
Do you have any original premium salt Nabisco crackers?
Kira, you can have anything you want in my house, okay, Kira?
I'm going to grab some of your
Go
snacks.
For it.
Can I have some Progresso vegetable noodle soup?
This is the best craft service ever.
Right? I give you literally my whole pantry is available.
I love your pantry.
I got lunch meat. I don't mess around. I don't have like Oscar Mayer. Not that that's not a good brand. I'm just saying.
Fine.
I go Boar's Head Ever Roast Chicken Breast.
Good for you.
That's what I do.
Do you have any Ralph's Salted Mixed Nuts with Peanuts?
Because
nuts without peanuts would not be mixed nuts.
Yeah. I think, it seems to me that, I have two of these. Why do I have,
you
know why?
One because has gum in it.
What? No, I like, oh, wait, hold on.
He's reading the mixed nuts, just so you know. He has
less than 50% peanuts, and this one also, they're the same thing. I'm a big fan of homemade Chex Mix.
Let me see.
Why don't they tell you how many peanuts are in the mixed nuts? I don't understand.
Well, because peanuts, they are derived from... the old ancient Roman nut, which it's Latin for blech.
What does that mean?
No, but peanuts are in everything. You know why?
Because
they're cheap.
Oh,
and do you know why they're cheap and everything? Because they're not good for you.
Yes. They're not good for you.
Do you have any whole wheat flour we can eat?
That's how we started.
Come up
with something new, marinara man.
I want to know what
you can have whatever you want. Eat it. It's great for audio. Let the people hear you chomp down on that.
You eat the nuts.
Did I say here?
You did.
When do we start the show? Nuts? Can we officially start the show?
Do you want to start it now?
Yeah.
Okay, we can start it now.
Can we have some whole wheat flour?
That's not yet.
Oh.
That comes later.
Say when.
Oh, this is good. I hope Kira's appearance this time goes better than the last time.
Yeah, last time was B+.
Oh. That's a great grade for me. Trust me, I was a C student, so B+ is awesome.
What was your highest grade you ever got in high school?
I might have gotten an A, but I got a lot more Fs.
What did you get an A in? Oof. You got Fs in high school?
Oh my God, I got an F in Russian, and I speak Russian.
Wow.
Here's what happens. If you don't go to class, they freak out and they're like, fail. You know, they just jump to conclusions.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of school did you go to?
Public.
That's your first mistake.
I didn't know
you were poor.
Yeah.
At San Jose State, I'm sure a lot of colleges do this, but the student body elected that you cannot force students to be in the classroom. So you can show up, enroll in the class, and take the final under the government of the school, and they cannot fail you.
This is college?
College. That was our college.
I think that's like a California State public school thing. Mm-hmm. Like I think what it really is that you cannot be graded based on attendance.
Yeah, that was the point.
The technical definition of it
was
that.
What's the point of going to college then if you're not going to go to the classes?
Because if you already can get the information, if you're like an asshole like me.
Yeah.
You can say bad words?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you did last time.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember last time?
Probably not.
No, it was really a long time ago. I tried to erase it. I went home and did one of those the shower scene from The Crying Game.
Yeah.
You bathed?
No, but like I'm clean. Yeah, the
I'm clean.
Like a rafe shower.
Yeah, okay. I did one of those after I left here.
Really?
Yeah.
And so you did, and that was like a mental cleanse. You just wipe it clean.
I just want to start fresh.
So why did you come back?
Because I didn't remember.
Yeah, she cleansed too much.
It was kind of like labor. Like you forget, and you're like, no, it should be fine. And then here I am, just breathing through it.
Congratulations. Welcome back, mommy.
Yeah.
Supposedly, there's a hormone that makes women forget the pain of pregnancy after the baby is born.
That's what she just said. Yeah, right?
No, but there's a hormone that comes.
Oh, like a specific chemical.
Specific thing.
Got it.
Yeah. Chicks have hormones that make you forget a lot of things.
Really?
Yeah. This penis wasn't that small last time. I guess my hormone kicked in. Might forget his size of his penis hormone.
I gotta get
it. That's right next to the pituitary gland.
Exactly. It is right next door. If women remembered the size of the penis and how terrible it was, then we would never procreate. So it's, again, Mother Nature protecting
the human being species.
Got it.
Yeah. Oh.
So you're saying size does matter, because I've heard that it was like the motion of the ocean, not the size of the boat. Like,
well, I also have a hormone that I forget what I just said. So I'm sorry, what are we talking about?
You were actually talking about the sizes of penises and how they relate to the actual enjoyment of sex.
Small ones are terrible.
Really?
Next question. No, here's the thing. Can I clarify?
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay.
But talking to the mic.
Okay. So there you go. Can I?
You're back here. Everybody listen to me.
I raised my voice, so it gave it like an impact.
Good.
It was like, can I clarify?
I got you.
Come in close.
She's a pro, Kevin.
That's amazing.
She doesn't just do comedy.
No.
She also. Why am I saying every?
I don't know.
It's Hanukkah. Because it's Hanukkah.
It's Hanukkah now, and we all in Hanukkah.
What are we on? Is this
17?
No, there's only 12, isn't it?
Yep, you're right. I apologize.
That was great for me to watch.
Penis, if you have a small penis, that's fine. But you can't be a douchebag.
Oh,
do you understand? So if your personality, you have to go above and beyond.
Yes.
Like you have to be the coolest person.
Does that mean you're right over there?
I got cashew on that.
If you have a giant penis, can you be a douchebag because the penis overcompensates?
No, you can't.
Hmm.
But usually that is the case. That is, unfortunately that is. But there are guys who have small penises who are douchebags. It's like, just like, why are you such an ass? You have a small. You do not get to be an ass when you have a small penis. You just don't.
Are they overcompensating?
I say yes. I dated a guy who I'm not going to say his name. You know who you are, Tom Robinson. I dated a guy.
He's a listener.
He probably is. His penis was a thumb.
Wow.
Erect. A thumb.
Did it have two knuckles in it, too?
And it had a nail on it.
I think he didn't have a penis. He just put his thumb down there, Kira. Did you notice that whenever you were intimate that he was always on one arm push-up position?
That's true. Yeah. And a chick. Dang it. I didn't notice he was a chick.
We've been into this episode. We're already talking about penises.
I know.
We started with wheat flour.
We started with wheat.
Yeah. And wheat flour is that's germination. And germination, the penis germinates
wheat
a baby.
Wheat flour.
I'm into Hanukkah.
Listen, I can talk about anything, you guys, really. If you guys want to get serious, philosophical, the war.
Which war?
Oh, the war in my pants. Jesus, it has
from
been
penises,
crazy.
Just the defense that you have to put up.
Who are you battling in your pants?
All these small penises trying to get into her pants.
Yeah, I took it back to penis. That was just a callback.
They brought in special forces thumbs that they don't... It's like covert operations. Yeah, they're fully protected. I don't think I've told this story on this show.
This
man is dead, so no need to protect his anonymity. But
he killed himself from having a small penis.
Pretty much.
His name was Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
My first grown man penis that I saw.
What is happening in this story?
Besides my father's, there was a friend of my parents that they used to work with and stuff, and his girlfriend dumped him, so he was going to go. He was calling. He was drunk. He was suicidal. You know, my dad was home with me. My mom was at work. And so she's like, hey, you got to go see, you know, what's his face. And then, you know, he was also offended that my mom couldn't remember his name. And so, but anyway, so we go over to his house and he's talking about, he said, you know, Jesse, I told my dad, he's like, I got no chance with her. She doesn't want anything. You know, I guess I don't make enough money. Look at me. I'm an ugly son of a bitch. I'm hung like a goddamn pinky, Jesse. My life is in shambles. I'm totally screwed. Like, this is horrible. What? Like, I don't know what's going to happen. And he's going on and on. And my dad's like, I'm sure everything's going to be fine. By the way, this is also what I've learned about my father. He is not the person you want to call in like a suicide negotiation type situation. He has no compassion. Yeah. It's like, if you're that miserable, go ahead. I could care less. That's not going to affect my life in the slightest.
Oh my God.
He's the guy that's shouting for Old Yeller to be put down.
Exactly. That's the part. My dad claps. He thinks that's a comedy.
That dog got rabies.
He watches Old Yeller with six shooters, and then he shoots them off at the end and claps.
Your childhood is jacked.
So at one point, this man, he goes, seriously, Jesse, I'm hungry. He goes, I'm sure it's not that bad. Wrong move.
Oh.
He drops trowel there.
Wait, how old are you and where are you in this story?
I think I'm 7, 8-ish, somewhere around there.
You're listening to this man have suicidal rage.
We had just walked in the door. I hadn't even taken my jacket off. Like, I'm there, and I just remember being, like, super little.
And your dad didn't try to kind of like hide this from you?
Oh no, that's not my father either. Okay. Like, he's
like, sit down, watch this crazy man.
Yeah.
We've told this story also on the podcast, but my dad, for my sister's 21st birthday, he put a porno in to mess. I was probably 6 or 5 or whatever.
Yeah,
like
whatever that would be.
Anyway, it was when my parents first got together, and he put this porno in for my friend, my sister's friends to watch, thinking it'd be funny to see if these people would even notice, these grown up kids, right? He didn't think about the fact that his, you know, 6, 7-year-old is in the house. And so who sits down in front of the television to watch a movie but me? And I had no idea what was going on in this porno. Like, I didn't get it or anything. Gosh. I remember him asking me, like, what do you think this is? He goes, what are you watching? And I go, because he didn't want to make a big deal about it, because he thought that would make it seem like, you know, like if your kid falls and you, then it's going to cry more kind of thing.
Or the kid falls on porno.
Which is what happened.
Hung like a pinky. Is that what you said?
I said. But getting back to the...
What was your response?
Oh, my response was, I go, it's not very good. I go, some movie, but it's not very good. I go, I think this guy in the middle is the king because all these girls are taking care of him. And I remember the scene.
Oh,
it was like a late 70s type, I guess, because it was in this like big van. You know how like big vans were popular in the 70s or something? And it was in the back of this big passenger van, which was blue. And these chicks were wearing weird like Vegas showgirl outfits, and like two chicks are filing his nails, and one chick is like giving him a scalp massage, and then one chick is going down on him.
Nice.
Yeah. And so I was, and then, oh, and then two other girls were giving him foot massages while that's why I thought he was a king, because, and I remember his, like, he had like a denim shirt, so it didn't fit the time period for the chicks. Like, it was weird. My dad, I guess, is into weird porn. Surprise.
So much about you. So the guy says that he's...
So the guy drops trowel. He's like, look at it, Jesse. Now, this guy's kind of tall, so I turn around and I'm at eye level. So, I mean, and I'm not like 2 feet away. It's not like I could touch it, but I see it. And this poor...
Thanks for indicating for those of you who are playing at home.
I wish Child Protective Services was retroactive.
I don't. My father would be in jail right now. And now that I'm over it...
I
am, I think.
Are you?
No.
Yeah. We can combine two divisions of the government. We can take Child Protective Services and the Time Cops and put them together and save young Justin.
Coming to CBS this fall.
Child Time Cops.
Patent pending.
Yeah. Don't steal our idea,
seriously,
jerks.
Can we stop recording? We got to go work on this pitch.
But this guy's junk was barely sticking out of his bush. That was all I needed to finish that. Like,
okay, if it was like in a scared state, I mean, the guy's about to kill himself.
Yeah, maybe his penis is
hiding in the bushes too.
I think if I'm a penis and I know that my life is about to end, I want to go out in a blaze of glory.
But that's you.
That's true.
Not everyone is as adventurous.
That's true.
Yeah,
there are
Gryffindor.
Some people that want to go hide
like a Hufflepuff
under the covers, under the safety of pubes.
Maybe it was cold.
Right.
I don't know what time of year it was.
Yes.
You're right. Mm-hmm. It's unfair.
So did that guy live?
He lived past the suicide, but he 8 years later had a heart attack and died. Yeah, so he's gone. God rest his soul.
Was he taking Viagra or something?
Probably. Extends. He was going Extends.
Extends.
Is that what it's... I don't want to know.
You don't want to know? When do you go to bed at night?
I watch TiVo, so I only watch primetime television and mostly SpongeBob.
God, snooty.
I know, right? Wow. You got to find yourself a good, cheap B-level hotel and then come back from doing a show at midnight and all wired up, not wanting to go to sleep.
I recently had, this is the best segue ever, I have so much anger inside of me for DirecTV. Can I share with you both?
Please.
No, we don't have time.
I'm just going to tell you. I'm going to tell one of you. Who wants to listen?
Are you, is the beard to commemorate the anger?
The beard was here last time. Do you not remember my beard?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it wasn't.
No.
When did you record? It
might have
been August.
When's the Stanley Cup? Is that what you're growing it for?
Yes.
Are you in it? Are you in the Stanley Cup?
Do I look like I should be in the Stanley Cup? I can hit a soccer ball.
you faggot.
Okay,
I'm wearing
so
a rugby
TV.
Shirt.
Direct TV.
So my roommate moved out. they can't tell.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to go get my baseball mitt and shoot some hoops.
I got wrapped up in your bit and I was like, wait, no, you're not.
I thought maybe that's what they wear
when they play rugby. They
collar polo shirts with
this is a sweater.
Izod alligator or whatever that is.
It's like a fox.
They
it's a green fox.
They play cricket in a jacket. I mean, why not? They play cricket in blazers.
They're like rain jackets.
Yeah.
Let's not get too judgmental with PJ who listens from across the pond.
Oh,
right?
Hey, PJ.
PJ.
How's it going?
PJ.
I'll say something for PJ. All right. All right, enemies, go on.
He gets it.
So I had a new DirecTV come in, and they said they had to put a new installation. Mind you, that my TV works just fine, but for some reason, since I had a new account, they had to come in and rip up everything and change everything around, and which wouldn't be so bad. I got new units and everything, but the dude left trash all over my house when he did it.
He has a small penis.
He does. He left boxes and wires and cables. He left his staple gun on my bed. He tore pieces of my carpet. He just... made a mess of things.
Wait, he left his staple gun on your bed?
The actual gun itself was laying on my
bed.
When
he left?
He's gone. I come home and my house has been torn to pieces. But and it's fine. I know how to throw away trash and free staple gun. Everybody's a winner. But I go out on the balcony, and I have a small balcony, and he took up 90% of it with this giant new dish with these huge legs and no extension on the cable, and then drilled into cinder blocks the stand, so I can't move it even if I wanted to. And then he took all my plants and stacked them on top of each other to make room for this new monolith. So I called DirecTV and I'm like, listen, I'm really upset. We need to send somebody out here and fix this. I mean, he was just cutting corners. It was lazy and bad. So they're like, we're really sorry to hear that. And then they send me over to the local contractors because they districted it out. And so the people in LA are talking to me. I get a phone call from them, somebody else from DirecTV. And then later in the day, from a private number, the dude calls me himself.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And he starts it like he wants to find out what happened, but he was clearly picking a fight. He's like, man, I don't know what your problem is. I gave you new lines. Earlier I learned that he had to give me new lines. He had to give me new boxes. And he's acting like he's doing me a favor.
Like he threw you a bone.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I hooked you up. He's like, I thought I was helping you out. I'm like, no, you have to do these things.
He's like, I got you Discovery Hell.
Exactly.
You know, that's not coming with the regular.
If I don't drill into a cinder block, you don't get Animal Planet, asshole.
I don't want it or the cinder block. So I'm sitting there. I even tell him, like, clearly, man, I don't, like, stop calling me boss, because everything he said was, listen, boss.
He was calling you boss?
Listen, boss. I did this, boss. Listen, boss.
It's the beard.
Yeah, he'd never met me, because he's like,
he could hear it through the phone.
He looked you up on Facebook.
Yeah.
He's like, your roommate seemed really cool, so I thought I could just leave some of the trash there. I guess I was wrong. He said, exactly. And I go, listen, I get what you're doing here, and clearly you got into trouble, so you're calling me from your home number, but I think you're just going to have to own this. And then he starts going, hello? Hello? And then hangs up. And doesn't call back. So I called DirecTV, and they're like, he's hassling you? Yeah, okay, we're going to get a hold of him. So that's Jose at DirecTV. If you're listening, I hope you still have a job, bro. Because
fuck you!
Exactly. Don't order from DirecTV. Or do. They treated me really nicely when I told them he was hassling
me. Well, here's the thing. With DirecTV and most satellite providers, they use private contractors.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not a DirecTV employee.
Right.
He's a guy who has his own tools and a van and a ladder and he drives around. I know this because I think it was either Dish Network or DirecTV recently decommissioned a bunch of their satellites. So you had they had to have all their dishes repointed. So my dad went out and he got this like side job going around repointing satellite dishes. I want to get him on the show to tell the story. He went to a whorehouse in Nevada.
Shut it.
And he, and he repointed their satellite dish.
I'm sure he did.
My favorite part was, I don't know what happened, but it's funnier in my head if he, because he kept saying, like, he was almost overcompensating by saying, I don't know how guys could do that. I don't know how, what could push a man to want to pay for it or anything like that. Like, I was just waiting for it to have this payoff. It's like, I mean, I got it for free and it was okay. I mean, I didn't charge him for their repoint, you know. but yeah, he goes out
there and he
sees like all these, and he's a big fan of that. What's that show on HBO? The Pussycat Ranch or something like that.
Oh yeah, the Bunny Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch is on that show.
The whorehouse show.
Yeah,
it's a whorehouse show on HBO, or Showtime.
Reality show. About
him and my mom. It's so weird.
Why do they watch it? They went to the erotic ball together, right?
They get older.
Your stepmom from Middle Earth.
Yes. they get older.
She's from a fake place.
From her name. It's because of her name, not because she's a hobbit.
No. From her place of origin.
Right. We talked about this last time. Yep. Kara was here when she went to the show. She goes, "Are there any other immigrants here?" And my mom was the only immigrant in the audience, and she's like, "Where are you from?" And she goes, "The Azores."
Oh, that's right.
And then Kira was like, "Is that in Middle Earth? What non-real place? That's not a place.
Like, is that where Mordor is?" Anyways,
and we found it on my iPhone. Like, we had to Google map it or whatever.
They Google mapped it.
Yeah, it was cool.
Some good stuff. I can do that on the droid.
So you don't think your dad really went to? I mean, did anything at the whorehouse? Do you?
I don't think so. I don't think. I really don't.
You
think
does he listen?
Huh?
Does he listen?
Yeah, he listens.
Yeah, you did.
He did.
Yeah, I'll bet it.
You think? I think. Because here's the thing. I really don't think there was a time, like maybe if they caught my dad, because here's what I'm thinking. I know that I'm pretty close to being a carbon copy of my father. Yeah, but I'm
you're like his son.
Okay, I see where you're going. I'm picking up what you're putting down. So like, I feel like I'm like a gayer version of him, or maybe a gay version of him. Like, he's hairy and he's like, he fixes stuff all the time. Like, and I can do that, but I don't want to. Like, yeah, I just want to play video games. Although I did recently find that him and I have an equal appreciation for romantic comedies, and we both cry at movies. My mom makes fun of my dad crying at movies, just like Natalie does at me.
What movie did he cry at?
What do you cry at?
What was the last movie I cried? It's going to be super embarrassing. Probably...
The
Proposal.
Why? Are you serious?
What part did you cry at?
You should only cry the fact that it sucked.
I know, but here's the story behind it, was that I was in Branson, Missouri for 2 weeks straight.
Well, that's why you were crying.
And
it had nothing to do with the film.
Yeah. I had,
please let me out.
Well, but this was on the 3 days off that I had, because the club owner there asked me to come back for 2 weeks because it would save him money on airfare. I was like, sure, give me 2 weeks back to back. I love it. So I took the work.
This
is
a Yakov's Club, is it?
No. Okay, I wanted so badly to go, but I couldn't. It was like $100 for a ticket. But anyway, so I go there, and this is like just towards the end of the week, and I had like 3 days off. So I went to the Redbox thing they have at Walmart, where you could just rent a movie there for a day for a buck. And so I got the Proposal because it was something that was new and it was out, and I'm watching in the middle of night, and I miss my wife and my kid. And there's all this, and it has no parallel between my relationship and my wife, but I guess the exhaustion or something. I wish I could say it was I probably would have cried. I cry at movies. I cried.
That's so adorable.
Something happened in a TV show recently that I was like, I just started crying.
They're all gone.
I think when they first found out that they were lost. Every time
they're on an island.
Oh gosh, every time.
Did you cry in the commercial breaks? Where'd it go? I don't understand the concept of TV.
I do.
Where are the characters I love?
I cry at nostalgia.
Where are those nice people hiding? knocking those pins oils.
I cry at confusion. I cry at all states of mind.
Do you know when I cry, which is really embarrassing, but I feel like it's this, it's produced to for that reaction, is like, move that bus. When that crazy family of paraplegics, they have a house full of ramps finally, because all they could afford was stairs before. I don't know why I'm doing this crazy octopus move. It's like, move that bus.
And then the octopuses show up.
And they're all like, just, you know, paraplegic, a family of paraplegic.
Oh, that's why you're doing it, because they don't have any arms. You're their phantom arms.
They don't know how to use them. Yeah, they don't know how to use the ghost arms. So
I definitely cry when they move that bus. Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm crying at just the idea of...
Oh, have you ever seen happy rednecks?
They shoot guns in the air.
Oh, that's my God.
And then one of them gets hit in the spine, and they have no use of their arms.
And they need another ramp built.
That's so sad.
And I cry the Biggest Loser.
Yeah. I stopped
watching reality
that
show because everyone pushes you.
So it's the reveal. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The reveal when the Biggest
Loser. All that
loser,
tension.
Yeah.
Released,
all that fat.
Yeah.
The only moment like that I don't cry at is American Idol. That's the only one. I don't know if it's because I hate that show so much, but I will cry. I stopped watching Biggest Loser because these people were losing. I'm supposed to lose like 30 pounds and I can't. Like, not
yeah,
can't,
but fair
I,
to yourself. Those guys are doing that stuff for 10 hours a day and that's all. They're living in a fat camp.
But they're also doing it times 10. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, for them to drop 150, sometimes 200 pounds, I can't lose 30.
That's sometimes easier than 10 pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes it probably is, it I is. Guess. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. But see, they're also changing their lifestyle a lot more than I
changing
am.
Changing their.
I think what we're trying to say is your penis is fine.
Okay. All right. Never mind.
Don't worry about it.
Give me some gingerbread. You were not?
No. Can we eat more of those gingerbread houses?
You can.
Those are so good. Last
week. Gingerbread houses?
We made them.
There?
Yeah, here. We'll get
they're
one.
They're in the diaper box,
why
inappropriately.
Have they not offered me anything to eat?
Would you like some whole wheat flour? That's what it was for.
I would love some.
For the gingerbread.
Do you happen to have any La Choy? Chow mein?
I think that's the Chips Ahoy cookies.
No.
La Choy. They're the crispy things you put on a salad.
La Choy
the sesame.
Oh,
Chips Ahoy cookies?
She is angry at you.
No, we're going to fight. I was ready to stare her down. I was like, how long will this bit last?
I had to give it a moment of silence, otherwise it wouldn't have made sense. For some reason in my head, I was like, well, you can't say it now, because then people won't understand that she's glaring
at
him.
Moment. No, yeah, good timing.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm good at this after a year. I'm really good at this.
I'm so proud of you guys.
49 episodes. It's great.
51.
No, about three of them don't count.
Why
not? They didn't have me in them.
What?
So,
oh,
three of them?
Yikes.
Yeah.
There were two that didn't have you.
And one without me with the guy from the Eco Center.
Oh, that's right. There were three. There were three.
Yeah. So what are,
clearly this is
episode 48. Hey, yay!
Yay!
Episode 48 of the JK Show. Episode 51 of the Second Funniest Podcast.
Radio Playground.
Yeah. How many titles do you guys have?
We've had two,
but we came up with a very long list for the second one. We definitely threw it over to R&D.
So what's it now?
The Second Funniest Podcast.
What's the first funniest?
Exactly. In my opinion, Never Not Funny is the first funniest.
Mine is
podcast.
Ecclesia's Worship Services.
Those people talking about Jesus, it's hysterical.
It's so funny stuff.
Did I ever tell you how I got ambushed by a Jesus radio station?
No.
What does that look like?
Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
Okay, so it was like 3 years ago. And we're going to time travel to then. And they had me,
please.
You know, they wanted me to be on their show, on their morning show. And I'm thinking like, crazy zoo morning, crazy Friday. And so I got all excited.
How did they find you?
They were watching Girls Behaving Badly.
Oh.
Exactly. So I'm thinking if you're watching that show, you understand the show.
For those of you listening who don't know, Kiru was on like a hidden camera type show.
It was like a Punk'd or Jamie Kennedy.
But all girls.
All chicks.
Yeah.
And you know.
Getting guys to do all sorts of stupid things.
And it was like risque and crazy. So they call me and it's like 6 my time, you know, 9 o'clock their time. And first 5 minutes, totally great. Tell us about your show. Oh, and we see your. You're an immigrant from... Tell us about Soviet Union. What it was like to immigrate from... Okay, fine. Totally cool. Those are the normal questions. Then, out of nowhere...
Uh-oh.
They tell me, so you are Jewish, right? And I say, yes, you know, we're Soviet Jews. That's why we left Russia. Oh, you know, kind of sucked to be Jewish there. You know that... that if you do not accept Jesus Christ as your savior, that you're going to go to hell.
Wow.
Wow is right. I haven't even brushed my teeth yet, and you're dropping this on me?
Which is a reason enough to go to hell,
exactly.
In my book.
Exactly.
That's how I wrote the Bible.
It's six o'clock
in the morning.
Stunned.
You haven't brushed your teeth yet?
I was in bed. I was still
doing bits in bed.
You are a lady, all right?
I am a lady.
You're a lady, so therefore everything has to be primed and proper and locked and loaded at 24/7.
Christian radio. Now I know. I should have. I almost choked on my own phlegm. I was like, my God, man. What?
How do you respond to someone sticking a shotgun in
your
face?
So I figure, okay, I'm just going to jokingly try to, you know, do a quick little witty remark and then move on to something else and talk about what I have coming up. So I go, yeah, trust me, that's just one of the reasons. Ha, 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 right?
Yeah,
cute,
that didn't work.
Funny.
No, that didn't work at all.
They didn't have a funny sound effect?
They boing sounds. It's the morning crazy happy hour. And so they start to just, pummel me with like, Jesus died for your sins. And I'm like, whoa. That was a threesome. It's not sinful. That was fun for everybody. And they're just going on and on about
Did you say that? Please tell me.
I was at this point, I was like,
you're
what
done.
The fuck? I'm just going to fuck with them.
Yeah.
I mean, what can I do at this point? They're not serious because they're coming at me with crazy talk.
Yeah.
Hey, I think Jesus is awesome.
Yeah.
I get shoes 75% off because his birthday's coming up. I love Jesus. Totally cool with Jesus. I have no problem. But don't come at me from crazy land.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it just seems unfair, too. It's not even appropriate within the conversation.
Why have me on your show? Why do that to a guest? And so they just keep going.
Why publicly try to convert someone? Like, why? Because that's what makes me feel like. That must have been their angle.
And of all the ways to approach it, just like, oh, you probably have never heard this, but...
I didn't know he was a savior. Tell me more.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there a meeting
I don't know if you know, but I live in a predominantly Judeo-Christian society.
I actually did somewhere slip into the conversation. I'm like, wow, I'm so glad my parents left Russia where they persecuted you for believing in something and brought me to America so I can live in your crazy town. What the hell is going on? And they literally direct TV'd me. They direct TV'd me. They go, hello?
Oh, wow.
Oh, I think we lost her.
Oh. Well, she's saved.
And you're the whole
folks.
Time you're going, oh, were you listening on air? Okay.
I could hear them. They were
listening. So they hung up on you.
Yes.
And, okay. Because I'm like, how funny is it? Hello? Are you there? I'm right here.
I was. But they have a little switch.
Yeah, they just pot it down.
Fancy. And then I was like, I can hear you. And they're like, oh, looks like we lost her. Well, coming up next, Cat Fancy weekly updates or whatever.
And after that, Gilbert Gottfried. That's right. We're going to try and convert the guy who made the 9/11 joke on 9/12.
Now our Mel Gibson blog. I was just like, wow. Anyways, that's my...
That's hysterical.
Jesus, I brought up my church.
You brought up Jesus.
The church podcast that he does, First Funniest.
The first funniest.
That's right.
That's right.
The first funniest.
Is that what the beard is for? Are you going to play Jesus?
Yeah, well, I was going to do Santa this year, but it's just not getting gray enough in time. And I'm not as old as I thought I'd be by now.
No, nowhere near.
Not as old as you thought you would be by now.
I thought I would be like 50 by this year.
You mean looking?
Yeah. No, just like age. I was doing some math, and I think my calculator needs more solar
power. What kind of Benjamin Button bullshit is this?
I don't know.
Understand.
I don't know what happened to my... I used to have a co-host who had his shit together, and now he just went waka 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 on me.
What are you talking about? Do you know that Jesus died for your sins?
That's not the answer. Just craziness. Oh, I have a story I have to tell you. You will love this.
I'm ready.
Remember that crazy comic that kept messing up my last name?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You've been back to laugh since then?
No.
Oh, good.
Never again.
In a world that was never meant to be.
I don't know if this is podcast material, but just so you know, Steve
There's
no longer
a new owner.
Yeah.
Yes. So maybe I will, but as of
I'm going
now,
back in January. I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay, cool.
Ooh, that's some insider stand-up stuff.
Look
We're
at
getting
this.
On the
that concludes our insider stand-up segment.
Insider stand-up! Oh, really?
That's the best I got.
Did you just get a text? What was that?
In 1998?
What sound effect was that? So I thought that no one could do as terribly as... What's his name again?
Mike.
Recap the story from last
time. Okay, really quick. How many shows? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right?
Yep.
How many shows is that? Six shows.
Yes.
Sure.
he could
five of
not,
which we got paid for.
Right, exactly. Welcome to laughs. Yeah. He could not get my last name right.
Right.
Not a big deal. I get it. But he was making more of a big deal out of it.
You were trying to. I remember you tried to ask him to say it right, and he wouldn't take the note.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And you were being cool about it, but he took it personally.
But then he started to get all like period on me. Yeah. Like he started like get all crampy and my doll.
He started bringing his personal stuff. You know,
and I'm like,
he was having a rough week.
And this was the guy that wanted to move to L.A. too, right?
Yeah. Badmouth me all over town, and I can't even remember his name.
Yeah,
keep asking you his name. I'm badmouth. There's this dude, can't remember his name, but
don't hire him. He's terrible. He won't know your name.
I thought that he would be the worst.
From now on, I want you to interview all the comedians that come through this laugh factory of yours by saying, "Can you say Sultanovich? Can you say Sultanovich?
Say it." This guy in Wisconsin was the best. This brother who was emceeing got fired after the first night. Yes. Not for this reason, for other, just because he was terrible. But
he didn't know Jesus died for his sins.
Exactly. That's the other reason. Who you are, Tom Robinson. Tom Robinson. He gave up. It was the first show. It was like a Wednesday night. Gave up in the middle of my last name. I have never had this happen before. But he gave up with such conviction. So he goes, "All right, and your headliner, give it up for Kira Salabada Madawado." I swear.
Wow.
That's exactly how
that's
he said it.
That's embarrassing.
Salabada Madawado. That's what he said.
Wow.
What was the crowd's reaction? The listener, they're like, what?
They don't know. They were like, yay. Just
that's a name.
For the listeners that don't know my last name, it's Sultanovich.
Yeah.
Not Solana Banawana.
Like, he just kept going. Like, so he gave up.
He's like, don't worry, I'll make this funny.
I'll make this work. Yeah, exactly. Like, he gave up, but at the same time, he gave it his all. It was so weird.
What a douche.
And I was like, small bonus. And I was like, so I got off stage and I go, "Hey, just so you know, it's not Salabado Wada Wada." He goes, "Yeah, man, I know." But
he was talking jive to you?
He was totally like talking jive. And he's a jive turkey. And I was like, he goes, "Yeah, man, I know, but I just wanted to give the crowd something. How about my last name?
Yeah. How about your job?
Not Salabada Dada." Like, like a game show host. Like, come on down, contestants, bid on this stove.
So how did he get fired?
Oh, so what happened was he was booked by the main manager of the club, but the owner, I guess, forgot to tell the manager, never book him again. And so the owner was there. The owner's like, "What is this dude doing back here?"
The owner's
here?
Name, Rob Bogugaluga Nugaro.
Zadibada. Justin Wadi Vadi Zadi Hadi.
That's a much better website.
And so the owner was like, no, this guy should not be back here. Because he would just suck all the energy out of the room. Just
he was the MC.
So he wasn't.
He was the MC, yeah.
He was also not funny. Like, he was not funny. He was horrible. Funny.
So, like,
Have you guys been on planes? Man, what's up with those?
I wish he did planes. Yeah. Here's what he did. Here is a joke. I was there right before Halloween.
Uh-huh.
So I was just there in October. Right? Yes. Yes.
Halloween is in October.
Right.
It's at the end, so good chance.
Good chance.
What you're going on.
Yeah. I was just there in October, middle of October, and he's black, right? Mm-hmm. So he decides to do the worst joke not only I've ever heard, but like the worst racial joke I've ever heard. It didn't make any sense. It was just so bad, and he thought it was so hysterical. He tried it out on me before the show. He goes, "Hey, man, let me talk to you for a minute. I got this new joint that I want you listen to," and I was like, sure. And he goes, "How about this, right? This gonna blow your motherfucking mind."
So far, he's very funny.
Whenever a comic tells you how great their new bit is, it's the worst.
That they have to try on you before the show.
Right,
like, if it's
comics,
that good, you just do it.
Right. And most comics, they got a new bit. They're like, "Okay, this is new. It sucks.
It's gonna suck.
I just gotta get it out there.
I hate it already, but
this bit is so I don't know why nobody never thought about it." So that's really bad. So I go, "Yeah, sure, no problem." He's the worst. So I go, "No problem, I gotta book him on this show. Test it out on me," right? I'm like, "Test it out on me." And the feature and I are sitting there, and he's like, "Okay, okay, here's the bit, right? So you know, like, haunted houses, right? He goes, I got this Halloween bit. First of all, don't ever do a Halloween bit. Like, one that works once a year. Like, right. How is that? So, okay, you know haunted houses, right? They be crazy. Like, I swear to you. He goes, we need to get... He's black, so I'm...
Really?
What?
No, that changes the whole story.
Why didn't you open with that?
I got to go back and reimagine everything.
When you were saying jive turkey, I thought he was Turkish.
Because he was black.
This just makes you racist now.
I'm just saying that if there are any people that are going to be offended, these are not my words.
Okay.
I'm reiterating a black man's words.
Got it. So you said.
Okay, right. Right. So he goes,
you are white, just so we all know.
We need to get in these haunted houses. We need to get some slaves up in there because they already be having some chains. Ooga booga. And he's like, whoa. And he's like shaking them. And I'm like, that is the worst joke in the world.
Doesn't even make any sense.
And I'm looking at him and I'm like, well, you know, I don't know if you want to try it. You know, it's new. Maybe, like, try it at an open mic. No, man, that's crazy funny. You know, because slaves be all having chains, and you go into a ghost house, and it's like, whoa. And he's like, they're doing, like, a good scary ghost sound.
Like, it's a like Parkerilla. What kind of ghost house does he go to?
A good ghost sound would be like, ooh. Right, exactly. Right. We all got the same idea. His is like, it's like a transmission. It's like a bad engine.
Animal. I drum.
So I'm telling him in a really nice way, no. Don't do this joke. Right?
I would have told him, I can think of one reason why nobody's ever thought of this.
So he goes up, he does his shitty 5 minutes, and when I say shitty, I mean it in the most shitty way.
Okay.
The worst.
Him taking a dump would have been better.
Much better.
Dragging a TV around on a string.
So that's much better.
My friend's seen that.
So I thought, we dodged that bullet, right? Yeah. He brings up the feature does his stuff, the feature's great. He goes back up and decides, I'm about to do this funny ass bit. Y'all know haunted houses and shit. And he goes into it, and me and the feature are like, no. Slow motion. Like, if I could have just tackled the mic stand and the feature could have tackled him, and we could have turned off all the lights and burned the building down. Because it's like, you gotta start fresh. The audience. This is Wisconsin.
He needed to die for your sins, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Where was Jesus when you need him? The audience, this is upstate Wisconsin, like wow, a black person, this is fun. Yeah. Like, this is not his audience,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And they're just staring at him in such horror and disbelief.
Yeah.
And people are like, how am I supposed to eat my jalapeno nachos now? You know what I mean? Like, they're just so confused by this. And then he's like, y'all ready for your headliner? Let's hear it for Kira Salabadibadibada! And I go up on stage, and I just, wow. I had to do 10 minutes on him.
Yeah.
I literally did.
Did you really?
Of course.
Yes. You can't.
You've never seen my stand-up. Yeah. I let nothing go. Yes. Justin knows.
Oh, gosh. I've opened for her, and laughs. That's how we met. And so it's like, there'll be people, like, sometimes I like to talk to people. But, like, for instance, I was at Pepper Belly's this last weekend. And there was a guy who was dressed in a leather cowboy hat, and he had a duster on, and I kept calling him Crocodile Dundee. And afterwards, I just felt like, oh, what if I'm hurting his feelings? Like, Kira does not have that feeling. She's like, she would have...
That nerve has been shot.
She probably would have, like, reenacted a scene from Crocodile Dundee 1 and 2 with him and been angry that he didn't know his lines. It's like,
a female hormone that I excrete.
On him?
Yes.
Or in your own body?
I excrete it, like, in Jurassic Park with...
Acid
comes out.
Oh gosh, we had a well, now do you want, now you see,
oh look, here comes the baby back from public story reading time in pajamas. The rest of the Warshams, they have been out because they were doing library reading time, and now that the baby's here, the
it's baby
Somebody, Storla Lorla Dora Da, is going to be watching the baby for the rest of the night. So we thank you for listening to the show. Hope you have a great night. Good night and God bless.
My favorite part about this is that we had this worked out to where Natalie was thinking, you know what? I'll have it all done. Like, yeah. There's no way that anybody can interrupt anything or whatever. Oh, that's my phone. He likes to hold it.
It's weird, timed perfectly.
No, I'm okay. It's because when he came in, like, you, Kira, if you may or may not know, I'm sure you don't.
No, I don't.
He will talk, right? And so he, like, the dog is going nuts now. We have ancillary noise and stuff that distracts from the show and everything. So we're thinking, well, they're going to be gone. There's no way that then there's going to be any kind of distraction. Now, his arrival is more of a distraction than what it would be if he was here the whole time. That's what was making me laugh.
Who is distracted? It's a baby, B-A-B-Y.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was no one other than the listener listening to me say any of that, by the way. Everybody was, Jacob is in Kevin's lap. And
Jacob is? Whoa. Hey,
Jacob
buddy.
Climbed on you like he was like a monkey looking for a mango. Like,
yeah,
he's
a big fan of Kevin.
We've become pretty close.
Oh,
pretty
what a
good.
Sweet.
It's because I'm the other parent, the cool one that doesn't tell him no for things.
Oh, that's what it is. My two dads. True. You guys are like a sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
Before there was DNA testing. Now that show would be like, no, it's neither one of you.
And if
I haven't seen him walk. He was crawling last time.
That's right.
Yeah
he's a big time runner and everything now.
Oh,
like,
my
and
God,
we've talked about, he picks his nose.
Yeah.
What else does he do? He says more now.
Does he? He doesn't talk when I'm around.
It's because you talk all the time. Maybe that's.
Oh, that's true. That is ironic.
He puts his gorilla now.
He picks his nose. Oh, that's awesome.
Natalie
thanks, Uncle Rich.
Natalie says he carries his gorilla by the nose.
Please tell the dog to be quiet, Natalie, if you can.
Jacob, what should we talk about next? Since we're still talking about you. Awesome.
Oh my God.
I have a topic came up for me today that has something kind of, I don't know what this, why this made me think. We were kind of talking about my dad earlier. And I know the holidays are coming. This is going to be our last episode, then we're taking 2 weeks
off
for the
48.
Holidays. Yes. But I don't know if you guys can relate to this at all, but my father has this new thing that, and I can't remember if I've talked about this on the show yet, or if I, did we talk about it last week with Bill, where my dad will only eat aspirin, he won't take ibuprofen, he won't eat on a paper plate, like if,
what?
Why?
Yeah. What's wrong with
I understand.
Him?
I don't know. My father explained this to me. He said that you will always go through this time where, because he used to get angry at my grandpa, right?
Right.
And so I go, why do you get so angry at grandpa? And he's like, well, you'll go through this time in your life where you'll stop yelling at, being yelled at by your parents and start yelling at them.
Yes.
And
that's
so
right.
Now,
I remember you
that's
telling
already
me that
begun
10 years
for me.
Ago.
Yeah. And see, for me, this is just now starting. Like, my father and I, and it's not that I hate the man, but I'm just looking at it going, who cares? Why is it that you, why would you care whether or not you have aspirin or ibuprofen? Who has that like the Coke Pepsi one I can kind of get because I, no matter what anybody says, you can taste the difference.
Of course you can.
But with a pain reliever, like it doesn't matter. How can it matter? Like what is the difference between, and it's like aspirin is harder on your stomach.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's harder on your stomach.
Let me ask you a question. Okay. Why do you care?
Somebody
whoa, Dr. Sultanovich in the house, everybody. It's got to it's got to be something else that's compiling on top of this.
Why can't you just let him make his choices?
Well, here's the thing.
What a good mom she is.
I think I do. Like, that's the difference between him and me is that he gets angry at his dad and is like, I can't spend more than 5 hours with, you know, like he just, because everything, I love my dad and I just thought, we had nothing to talk about. I thought that was the last thing that drove me nuts. And I also got a, sorry, I just got a text message that was funny. And that's unfair. But anyway, like, I don't know, it popped into my head. And I was going to ask to see if you guys had any situations where you could relate to that in any way,
shape, or form. Are you kidding? I just spent 2 days with my dad.
And how was that?
Forgot about that.
Are you setting me up for this?
No, it's going to sound like I planned this.
Yeah, exactly.
Naked baby.
Yeah.
Naked
how big
baby.
Is his penis?
Naked baby.
Wait, is he buck naked right now?
No, he's in his diaper.
Okay, good.
It looks like it.
I don't know why that bothers me. Like, or I mean, if you guys want to look at his penis, I don't think he would care.
Not generally.
I mean, when you're looking at them all day, you know what I mean? It's like it's nice to take a break.
Yeah, I feel you.
What, babies or penises?
Baby penises. Penis.
Did you get a job at the Burbank Public Library?
Yes. I missed my shift tonight. Pajama party.
For this stupid
I want to hear about your 2 days with your dad.
Yeah, it was fun. It was good times.
What was the occasion?
I'm trying to gauge how honest I can be.
Now he's really naked!
I wonder if that's fun for the listener. They're like, the levels of nakedness the baby's going to show up in. What's it going to be next?
Yeah, I don't think my son naked is anything anybody wants to picture in their head.
He has a dildo in his hand.
I couldn't figure out how to top it, and that was it.
That's why we bring in the professionals.
So what was the occasion? Why did
he just visiting?
Pops?
See, the thing about my dad, and I could share this. The thing that means there are things I don't want to share. Okay. See what I did there?
He doesn't listen.
I know, and it's not like anybody in my family will ever listen to my podcast.
Wow, somebody needs a hug.
Get ready, Dr. Sultanovich.
We planned it maybe 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago. He said, I want to come up before Christmas so I'd miss all the holiday rush, and I want to get up there on the 12th and leave on the 14th. So show up on Sunday at your church service, enjoy that, spend a couple days with you, go home Tuesday. I said, that's great. I'm not kidding you. On Thursday night, he calls. He's like, so I'm going to see you on Saturday. And I had to tell him, like, I have no intention of being anywhere near my home for the entire day. I've got plans that entire day. We're doing things. He's like, oh, okay. You don't think I just come over and see you? Or what are you doing? Like, and I had to be firm because I decided it's not fair for his crazy, wacky schedule since he's retired and can do whatever he feels like to dictate my life that has a system to it. Has like days, and I have punctuality and, you know, a schedule. And so I had him come the next day. But we had a good time. I took him to the Saddle Ranch, which he loved.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's not a whorehouse. It's a steakhouse.
Oh.
That's what I meant. I meant, how dare you?
Really? Yeah. It's good steak.
Okay, it's fine. Oh.
I thought you took him to a whorehouse, and I was like, great. Go there, repoint some satellites.
We did. Oh. We did that, too. That he was there for the DirecTV thing. But it was good times. I took him to a barbecue after church, and he just sort of stood there. So I'm like, we should probably go.
Do your parents ever annoy you then, Kira, or is this like...
Of course.
Yeah?
So much.
Because here's what, like, I'm listening to you, and I'm not judging it at all. Like, I'm just putting myself in your shoes. Like, my fear would be that in my situation with my dad would be like, well, he spent so much of his life taking care of me that if he wants to come up a day earlier. But, I mean, there's probably also history of this.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Like, see, the thing about my dad and why it's not draining, but why I have to be on my game when he's around is because the guy just makes stuff up.
Yeah.
He'll just be telling stories that I was there and they didn't happen the way that they happened.
My parents do that all the time.
Yeah, but
they make up their own history.
Really? And that drives me crazy. When we were kids, I couldn't fight it. And sometimes I think he was right. Now that I'm older, I'm like, oh, no.
That's not how it went down, and
he's telling stories about, yeah, I was at this club, and he points to some building, and Huey Lewis in the News came in and jumped up on stage and started doing a set, and I'm like, nothing you're saying right now is true. All of that is a lie. Why are you making this up? And you know, 14-year-old Kevin had to fight him and be like, Dad, that's a lie. 32-year-old Kevin goes, oh, wow, that's great. And that becomes draining.
Did they play new drug? Did they play?
Exactly.
You're 32?
I will be on Monday. Happy birthday to me.
Dude.
What? Why are you making those noises? I don't understand. You're making me feel old. How old are you? Wait a second.
Wow, dude.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Do you ever think about like a steam room or a sauna or something?
You didn't think I was 32 until I told you.
Open your pores up a little.
They're fine.
No, I think what she's saying is she thought you were older than 32.
Dang.
To ruin the fun of it and over explain it. That's what I will bring to this here
table. Happy birthday on Monday.
Thanks.
Happy birthday on Monday. What does that make you?
32.
No, but what sign? Sorry.
Oh, I'm right on the cusp because I'm born on the winter solstice.
Oh, for crying out loud, dude. Just answer the question.
It's an important answer. If you really care.
Wow. Yeah, she got all Christian morning show on you.
Yeah. Did you know you don't know your sign? I'm a Sagittarius, right on the cusp. Right, can I say that? Is that too much information?
You may.
You're on the cusp of Sagittarius and Capricorn.
I'm almost a Capricorn.
Yeah. Almost, yeah, but like, not quite.
No, which is fine. I don't like those Capricorns. If I ever met one, I would not be their close friend for years.
Really?
Yeah.
That's something startling.
Yeah. When's your birthday, Justin?
January 24th.
Oh. Capricorn.
Age of Aquarius.
Yes. Oh, Aquarius.
Yeah, I'm on the cusp, too. How about you, Kara?
For crying out loud, all these cusps. You are the gay version of your dad.
I know.
You haven't met his dad.
He's a Leo.
He's pretty gay.
I have met his dad.
Wait, he's told. My dad would be like, if he was gay. Yeah, he met my dad in Sacramento. Yeah. Or she met. Or he, I don't know why I pointed it. It's all he called
Jesse
you.
Jesse Warga.
He's a Taurus. May 7th, I think it is. Is that Leo?
Sure. No, that's no Leo.
But what I was gonna say is, my dad, if he was gay, he would be like a total bear, like, because he's just so freaking hairy and he's got the beard.
He is very hairy.
Yeah,
he's very cute. Your dad's very cute.
Like,
you
want to
spoon him when you see him. You want to spoon him.
If you saw him without a shirt, I don't. Well, the Russian Jew thing. Maybe you're used to the hair.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, do you and your husband have any new pet names for each other?
Gosh, have I told you guys all of our names?
You told, you called each other Mr. Fister was the last one that we heard about.
That doesn't translate. When I try to say that to somebody as a term of endearment, I end up having to explain a lot, and I think I'm actually six steps back.
Really? You mean you called your new lady friend Mr. Fister?
Yeah, I was like, but see, it's sweet.
And you're like looking at her doing that, shaking your fist.
She's like,
you got to say it with a song.
There's a song.
Song.
Hold on, can we call her?
Everything in our house has a song attached
to
it.
Okay, give me the song.
Like
I'll try
the baby song that I sang earlier. Yeah. You got to say everything with a song. That way it makes it more endearing.
Got it.
Mr. Fister, give me your fist. Bum, 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 bum.
You're still angry when you do it. I thought the song was going to make
it happy.
Well,
you can't fist with a happy. That's what the song is there.
Mr. Fister, make me your fist.
Is that good? I got it?
Maybe that's why you're
a Burbank Public Library kind of way.
Everybody take off your diapers and piss.
That'd be great.
So I just shot my own Showtime special.
Yes.
And with a handy cam, just pointed at yourself. Here I am at Starbucks.
I'm at the Showtime offices. Sure? Let me in. Let me
in. They won't let me in. This part's going to be embarrassing when they air it.
I want to give myself a credit of having a YouTube special after that.
Oh, that'd be good. And you can find him on YouTube. Justin Wargawar.
I guess that's too close to that office joke where Michael's like, I have to YouTube to get him out here to take this.
It's not exactly the same. That was good stuff.
I had a fist in my background.
Are you serious?
Yes.
On purpose?
Yes, on purpose.
Like a huge, like 20-foot tall.
Well, it was like projected, but it was like a sculpture, but it was a fist with my name on it.
That's awesome. That's awesomer.
Yeah, I'm really into fists.
Now, did you explain to this in your special?
I did explain to the audience, yes.
Your love for your husband is so intense.
No, I didn't explain that part. I made it more like it was like I was getting, because my name was above it. So it was like my name was getting fisted.
Oh, so you did say it. It wasn't just this random black power symbol.
No, it was actually supposed to be like the Soviet propaganda fist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who designs that for you? Who does that?
They did.
You just said, here's what I want.
I gave them a mock-up of like Soviet propaganda fist. You guys know what I'm talking about? Kind of in that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, okay. And like Soviet stars and like, you know, the font and the look of the, you know, CCCP.
Yeah.
And they created a backdrop for me.
That's awesome. When does that air?
We just shot it last week.
Okay, 2012.
That's why that shit's good. 2012.
2027.
I hope it comes out on 21st. Otherwise, 22nd. After that, world's ending.
Oh darn it!
Yeah. Boy, that's how they get you.
I gotta update my iPhone.
That's my birthday, by the way.
Is that your first
20 on my birthday in the year 2012 is when it's all over.
You're not turning like 33 or anything, are you?
34.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, that's
no, right. 35.
35. Yeah,
35.
Yeah. It's a good prime number.
It's a great number.
It's not prime, though.
Okay.
It's good.
Anyways. I knew when once to start bringing. Do you happen to have any Tapatio by any chance?
Fresh out.
Oh. So I'm right next to your niacin.
Do you have any niacin?
That's good for cholesterol,
wow,
by the way.
Your eyes are great. Oh, I thought you were looking at the pill bottle.
At the top.
No, it's good.
What
next
did you
to
get
the multi-complete?
This is some form of antibiotic.
Yikes.
That Natalie took
Uh-oh.
And then did not finish.
Probably get finish the, all of your antibiotics.
She's probably going to get the gonorrhea again.
Do you notice that she walked in the door and threw the kid in the bathtub, like after he sat on my lap?
Well, yeah, because he was at the Burbank Public Library. Yeah,
whatever tuberculosis they gave him is now off of him and now on my lap.
He's been vaccinated, so you're good.
Oh,
you're
okay, fine. Cool. Yeah. Good. My lap has not been vaccinated, though.
But I'm saying I feel that that's an inappropriate statement,
why is
number
that?
One.
Well,
for your,
rub some
my
niacin.
Lap has not been vaccinated.
Rub some niacin on it.
Yeah, here's the thing. I don't know. My doctor recommended niacin to bring up my level of good cholesterol, but it also is supposed to be a medicine that like cleanses your system. Like you evidently could take a crap load of that and it'll wash marijuana or whatever out of your system. So you could.
Is that why he gave it to you? He's like, here, you're gonna want some of this in case you party.
Do you guys drug test for your podcast? Is that why you're worried about that?
No. You did pee when you got here, didn't you?
I did. My pants, though, not in a cup. Sometimes I make a boom boom in my pants.
That's the other thing.
Does
Jacob has, now that he's walking, he likes to just stop and squat.
And just, yeah.
And then he won't look at you. He won't make eye contact,
sure,
which is
knows.
Interesting because I feel like that's the way it would have gone if we hadn't developed pants. Mm. You know what I mean? Like we were still running around.
I beg to disagree. When I was in India, I watched the little 4-year-old drop his trowel in the middle of the train station and just do it, make a little Sunday pile.
Yeah.
That's right what I'm there. Saying, though. That's what I feel
in
like.
China.
They were talking to the kid. He's like,
he doesn't stop talking.
No, they're just interacting as if they were in their living room together.
It's totally normal. Yeah. In China, little babies have slits. In their outfits and their butts are just exposed.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Did you see that documentary they had on HBO about human trafficking in China?
No.
That's where I learned that, was that they were talking about, there's this guy, who it's like, it's still illegal or whatever, but they have these guys that they call themselves like agents, like they act as agents.
They're not Asians?
Well, they're Asian agents.
Oh, that's
so confusing. Can I submit my headshot or just for like theatrical?
Oh, you would probably go big time.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Hook me up with that.
All right. I mean, I don't, you'd have to find the production.
I'm looking for a new Asian agent. Anyways, go ahead.
Send you for Asian gigs. He goes around and there's this one family that he meets with that want to sell their baby, and there's a wealthy family that wants a boy, but there's another family that has a girl, blah, blah, blah. So they're in this park, and I see the lady's holding it, and then she shifts her arm, and that slit, like, all of a sudden you see baby ass.
Yeah, baby butt, yeah.
And I was like, really? What the hell is that? Oh, and that's when it hit me.
They just hold them over the gutter.
Yeah, no diaper.
Yikes. No diaper. Because
that's what I was like.
Well,
my first thought was,
gotta go?
That kid doesn't have a diaper. And then I was like, wait, why does that have a slit? And that's why.
But how do you know when they have to go? Because it doesn't just happen.
Yeah, but I think the idea is that they don't, like, you let the baby down, and then the only thing I could think of is pee, unless it's, because there's so
much. It's for poop.
No, but if there's no diaper, what about peeing? You know what I mean? Like, where does that happen?
Oh, God, you've really blown my mind.
I know, right?
You've really
this bit
blown.
Is going to blow your mind. You see,
so
babies in China, they got slits, right? I'd be like, what's up with that? And they're on planes crapping in the aisles. Who ever thought of that?
I would rather he did that joke than the haunted house with slaves in it.
Come to think, that would be a pretty sweet haunted house. Like,
okay.
Don't with you think? Slaves?
Yeah, it'd be like really messed up.
No, you don't.
Take a knee right now.
Yeah, come on. Gather around.
Downward facing dog.
Because you can't. Slaves are going to be tired. They're going to be.
They always on a break. 15 minute break every hour.
There's nothing. They're not going to want to scare you. They're going to want to make up some like soul filled song for some white preppy from the south.
For my new haunted house. All right.
Okay.
We're in upstate Connecticut where there's nothing but rich people. And my haunted house that I want to scare all these wasps is the slave ship. That shipwrecked and everybody died on it. They were all chained, and so they're like part barnacle, part slave, part
so it's
in
like
chains.
Pirates of the Caribbean meets Roots.
Yeah, exactly. And so these ancestors of these oppressors are walking, and they see these faces of these slaves that have been, you know, haunting the sea floor for hundreds of years. You don't think that's scary?
I'm going with the, so you're saying it's just a theme.
Was that what
Dr. Dre was saying in Wisconsin?
Making it funny and make it scary.
Could it be scary?
Yeah, make it a real haunted house.
Because to me, what's scarier is to know that somebody, like, there was an Asian guy who brought his business to America and he started enslaving black people again.
Yeah.
And then he's like, these are all slaves. The people that are going to scare you are slaves.
Mm. You lost me when you said upstate Connecticut.
Is there not an upstate Connecticut?
It was in Wisconsin. Oh, upstate Wisconsin.
We were in upstate Wisconsin. Okay, imagine
start
this.
The story over again.
Let's be fair. I lost you when the baby came back in the room.
I'm sorry. Is this a podcast?
Yes.
I was watching the baby eat.
You know what? Not anymore. It isn't because we hit our time.
You don't
we
have
hit
any,
our time.
Do you have any shows to plug? Either of you? Nothing to talk about?
Oh, didn't I just say I just shot a Showtime special?
Yes. You don't know when it comes out? Anything?
No, but everyone just watched Showtime every goddamn day. What is the problem? Is that asking too much? I said a bad word with the baby.
It's okay.
Oh, gosh.
He's slipping you off.
Cheese. Is your show still on the air? Your Showtime show?
Yeah. It actually just came on December 3rd. You could have seen it at 3 in the morning.
It's awesome. Congrats.
Or 6 a.m. on your way to work if you're on the East Coast.
That's true. Oh, speaking of which, I think it had this. It was Scott Montoya. Didn't he direct those and everything? Yeah, it's the same guy that did Comics Without Borders doing this wonderful Kira Sultanovich special. Check that out on Showtime. You can also find all things Kira Sultanovich at KiraComedy.com. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
How do you spell that? Is there extra?
Kira Kama Dama Lama Dama Dama.
K-I-R-A.
K-I-R-A.
Comedy with a C-O-M.
Good. You didn't do the double K comedy because that makes it less funny.
And then .com would be the K-O-M.
Winner.
With a Russian fist at the end.
Getting fisted. But yeah, Facebook is actually getting better for me. It's so much easier to update than my website.
Yeah. Yeah, but then if people contact you through Facebook, that's like really the publicist. That's not really you that they're talking to.
No, it's me.
Oh, it's you?
Yeah.
Oh.
And my alter ego, Kyra. And she is sassy. That's who I am on Facebook. No, you didn't.
Got this new joint.
Jay Leno show.
Nice.
When
is that coming?
I was just on last week.
Nice.
But if you go to my Facebook page, you can show
see the video?
Me and Jay, and we're on camera and all that.
I missed that. I'll have to check that out. Congrats. Definitely. Kira, thank you very much for being on the show.
Such a pleasure.
You are awesome.
Gentleman.
Awesome. We'll have you back again, of course.
Everybody. And the yam. There was a yam.
Yay.
The whole time. Nobody knew. Silent yam.
Okay, bye.